Sogar bei Chanukka vielleicht. There's a lot of verklich about Chanukka. A lot of Torah, a lot of good gematrias and Ramazim and so on. I'd like tonight, as a hakdama to Chanukka, to talk a little bit more about the meat of Chanukka, what Chanukka is all about. And then as Chanukka comes, we'll be able to enjoy all the Ramazim. Probably if you have a good foundation about Chanukka, you'll appreciate the depth of any other Divrei Torah that you hear on a different level. Most of what I'm going to say tonight is based on like a combination of two or three Ma'amarim and Pachad Yitzchak. One of the things that mark the Galus of Yavon is that it says that the Malchus of Yavon was Geyser, that they should translate the Torah into Yavanus. The Targum HaTorah into Yavanus is to translate the Torah into Greek. And it says that when they translated the Torah, when they were forced to translate the Torah into Greek, it was Yarda Chayshach La'olam. Darkness descended on the world. We know that Chayshach is a remez to Yavan in a few places. The question is an obvious question. The Gemara says in Megillah, according to one Shita, you're not allowed to translate the Torah into any other language except for Greek. With Greek, you're allowed to translate the Torah into Greek. And it's based on a pasuk of Parshas Nayach. It says, Yafta lekim liyefes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will broaden for Yefes. Yefes is the ancestor of Yavon, the grandfather of Yavon. V'yishkain ba'alei Shem, and he'll dwell in the tents of Shem. Shem is the ancestor of Klal Yisrael. So you see that there's a place for Yavon in the tents of Shem. Yafifusei shel Yefes, the beauty of Yefes ba'alei Shem, in the tents of Shem. The beauty of Yefes is Greek, because Yavanus was a beautiful language. So what was such a terrible tragedy that the Torah was translated into Greek? Yor de Chayshach la'olam. Why is it such a terrible tragedy? We said a while back, maybe a year and a half ago, that the Mishnah say in Shkalim that the boxes that they used to put the Machzis HaShekels in the Beis HaMikdash. So according to one Tana, there were three boxes. It didn't have Aleph, Beis, and Gimel on it. It had Alpha, Beta, Gamla. It had the Greek Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And the Mefarshim over there on the Mishnah say, because Siafta Lekin Liyefes, Yishkan Ba'alei Shem. In the Beis HaMikdash of Shem is the beauty of Yefes. So it doesn't say anywhere that was a terrible thing. The point over here, that they translated the Torah into Yavanus, is a terrible tragedy. What's so terrible? I just want to say two other ha'aras in the famous verse of Mai Chanukah. Mai Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, the Chafei, the Kislev, Yoimei, the Chanukah, T'manyo Inon, the Loyla Mispad Behoin, the Loyla Hisanois Behoin. Right, the 25th day of Chanukah, of the 25th day of Kislev, begins the days of Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, not to do hespedim and not to fast. Shekishenichnasu Yevanim leHeichel, when the Yevanim came into the Heichel, they came into the Beis HaMikdash, Timu kol hashmanim shebeHeichel, they defiled, they were metame all the oils in the Heichel, all the shemen in the Heichel. Ukishegavru malchus Beis Chashmonoim, when the Chashmonoim became strong, the Natzchum, and they conquered the Yevanim, Badku, they searched, v'leimotzu el pach echot shel shemen, and they found only one jar of oil, shayamunach b'chaysamay shel Kohen Gadol, that was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, v'lehoye b'yel el ha'ad l'geyem echar, and was only able to light for one day, nasa b'y nes, a nes happened, v'hidliku mimenu shmai neyam. So the Mesfarim HaMedayek, when the Yevanim came into the Heichel, there were two things they could have done to deprive us of oil. They could have spilled out all the oil, or they could have been metame all the oil. It sounds like from the Gemara that they had an inyan to be metame the oil. Timu kol hashmanah shehecho, they could have just spilled it all out. There'd be no oil left. No, they left the oil there. There were jars, and the Chashmonaim came back to the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds like there were jars and jars, and we don't picture it that way. Somehow in our head, we picture all these broken jars all over the place. There were jars and jars of oil. They were all tame. They opened each one, whatever it is, or they moved it, they pushed it, to Mishesed, whatever, you know, different, you can see in the Rishayim over here. But they were mitame all the Shemanim Shebeheichel. And they found one jar of oil that was munach v'chaisame shel kohen gadol. What was the in to be mitame the shemen? And the Sfarim ask another question that we don't find anywhere, that there was an inyan to seal the jars of shemen with the seal of the kohen gadol. You don't find such a thing. So what does it mean? They found one jar that was sealed with the seal of the kohen gadol. They never sealed jars of shemen with the seal of the kohen gadol. It wasn't a practice that they did. What happened punked over here that they found a jar of shemen that was sealed with the seal of the kohen gadol? It doesn't say anywhere that you're supposed to seal it with the seal of the kohen gadol. What's the seal of the kohen gadol? One of the massive misconceptions that the outside world tries to spring on us is to look at the Nes of Chanukah as like, it's one of the legends of the Jewish people, a beautiful miracle that happened. And the truth is that many, many Nisim happened to Yidden over the years. There's stories in the Gemara, Tanoim, Amoraim. Many, many, many big Nisim happened over the years. The Nisim Lachazal Ukaveh Yom Tovim for are not just because an incredible nes happened, but because it's a necessary step in the development of Klal Yisrael. This is nageh to the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael, to the whole. It's a much bigger thing than we're accustomed to. When we learned in kindergarten that the menorah lasted for 8 days, there were other. Rav Chanina ben Daisa also had it. He lit vinegar and it lit. It was also a big miracle. He didn't make a yontif every year. It's also a tremendous nes that the Misha Amar L'Shemen Sheyad L'Ku Yomer L'Chaimitz Sheyad L'Ku. It's a very big nes. But you don't find that he made a yantif every year. The Chahena Rabbis, I mean, the Amoraim were able to be Mechayim. Nisim, tremendous. Nisim happened like crazy in those days. But the Ma'orois, the times that Chazal and Mesach and Yom Tovim are times that this is Negeat, these incidents are Negeat to the whole future of Klal Yisrael and the whole future of the world. So let's talk a little about the purpose of the world. First word in the Torah, Bereishis. So Chazal Darshan Rashi brings Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shanikra Reishis. Why was the world created? Why was this world created? Bishvil Yisrael Shanikra Reishis. Because of Klal Yisrael, that's called Reishis. The world was created for Klal Yisrael. Another Chazal in the same pasuk, the same word, Bishvil HaTorah Shanikra Reishis. The world was created for the Torah. Those aren't Chilukei Deis. It's not a Machlekes why the world was created. It's all one and the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to be a place for Klal Yisrael to do what they're supposed to do. And the way that they're supposed to do what they're supposed to do, the way for them to do their job in this world is through the Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaTorah. So the purpose of the world is that the Torah should be Neskayim in this world through Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, just I want to mention a few famous Chazals just to orient ourselves. Chazal say, it's a very, very famous Chazal, Histakel b'araisu b'ara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. What does that mean? The Torah is the blueprint of the world. Everybody knows the Torah is the blueprint of the world. What does that mean? So we know that it means that the reason why there's these lemon-like looking fruits on the trees is because there's a mitzvah in the Torah to shake an esrik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a world that is an esrik. And the reason why there's Lamashal, the reason why there's animals in the world is because there's a mitzvah of karbanis. And because there's a mesechta above a kama about the animals that are mazik. The reason why there's such a thing that a person has possessions is because there's a Masechet Bava Metzia that discusses the halachas of a person's possessions. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a place that all the halachas of the Torah could come into play. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a place where all the concepts of the Torah could come into Lamaisa. So there's a Shvarim mentioned in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to put mezuzahs on our door, so he created something called a door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that a person should shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos, so he created malachas not to do on Shabbos, and so on and so forth. He created a world where the Torah could be niskayim. Not like the Goyim think that the Torah is an afterthought. That there's a world, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us how to live in the world. That's the opposite. There's a Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where we can be Mekayim the Torah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have created any Shvarim, then when we learn Bava Kamba, Shor Shenogei Chesapara, we wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know what a Shor is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a Shor. But this, just to say it a little bit deeper, what's the Torah? What is the Torah? The Torah is the Ratzon Hashem. The Torah is what Hashem's Ratzon is, what Hashem's Das is. You want to peek into the mind of Hashem, learn Torah. Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. Histakel b'raisu bara alma means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that the goal of this world is that His Ratzon should be reflected in this world. He looked into His Ratzon, He looked into His Torah, Histakel b'raisu, ubara alma, He created a world and He wants this world to be a reflection of what His Ratzon is. Just a mashal from what we talked about last week. The Malachim go up to the Kisei HaKavod and they see a tzura of an Adam. The Malachim see a tzura of an Adam on the Kisei HaKavod. And they come down and they see Yaakov Avinu sleeping on the floor. And they are matmiya that the tzura of Yaakov on that's sleeping by the Malkam HaMikdash is the same Olam V'Yardim by. They see that the tzura that's in Shemaim is the same as the tzura that's on the floor. It's on the Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? It means that Yaakov was a person who the way Hashem's Ratzon is in Shemayim, that Adam should look, was exactly the way Yaakov looked. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in Shemayim, that an Adam should act and should be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim and should serve Hashem, which is what it means when there's a Tzura of an Adam in Shemayim. What does that mean? There's nothing physical in Shemayim. It means the way Hashem's Ratzon is and an Adam should exist, they came down to Olam Hazeh and they saw Taka. That's Yaakov Vinu. That's how Yaakov exists. Histakel by Raisa, that's like the Tzura that's in Shemayim, the Ratzon of Hashem that's in Shemayim, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to be. Ubara Alman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that the ultimate goal is that world should be a reflection of the Ratzon Hashem. It should be connected to Ruchnius. Connecting the world to Ruchnius is referred to, that's what's going to happen La'asid Lavei, when it says such a pasuk, Umala'a Ha'aretz Deya. The world will be full of Das. The world will announce the presence of Hashem. The Ratzon of Hashem will be nicker, will be apparent in the world. Another way that the same idea, the way it's expressed by some, is we know that there's Asara Ma'amoros. The world was created in 10 sayings. Right? The world was created in 10 sayings. The Torah was given in 10 dibros. Aseres Hadibris, you have Aser Ma'amores, you have Aseres Hadibris. It's not a coincidence. The Aseres Hadibris is the pneumius, is like the neshama of the Aser Ma'amores. This world is a physical world that Hashem created with 10 sayings, and the Aseres Hadibris is the spiritual world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this world to connect with. How do we do that? How do we connect the Asar Ma'amoros to the Aseres Hadibros? When we take a field and we leave Peah, and then we take the rest of the wheat that we gather and we give Truma and Maaser, and then we grind it up and we make challah and we put it on a Shabbos table and we make a bracha on it and then we eat the challah l'shem Shemayim and then we make a Birchas Hamazon. We took physical things that existed in this world and we connected it to Ruchnius. We connect, we lift it up to Ruchnius. We take a fruit off a tree, and we take a branch off a different tree, and two aravas and three adasim, and we put it all together, and we do a mitzvah with it. Suddenly we took a bunch of branches and fruits, and we connected it to Ruchnias. We connected it to the Ratzon Hashem. We connected it to its neshama, to its Ruchnias. If we take our two hands, there's nothing more physical than our two hands. But we put tefillin on ourselves, so we're taking our hand and we're putting it up on the mizbeach. We're connecting it to Ruchnias. And that's Klal Yisrael's job. Klal Yisrael's job is to connect the physical world to Ruchnias. Not just to live in a physical world because we live in a physical world, but to connect it to Ruchnias. Okay, that's first of all. Rav Unger points out an amazing thing. He says, just like the world has a physical world and a ruchniistic world, you have Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBa. You have Olam HaGashmi and Olam HaRuchnik. There's a physical world and a spiritual world. Within a person also, there's his five senses. That's the physical part of him. He sees, he hears, he feels, he tastes. It's his senses. And there's his seichel. That's like the ruchniistic part of him. It's a klal b'klal that we find very often, that whatever exists within a person exists is like a person is like a small world. Just like the world has gashmias and ruchnias, so too the person also has gashmias and ruchnias. The person has his gashmias to kachushim, and he has his seichel. Seichel is neshama. Maral says, we mentioned last week after the shir, Maral says like this. It says in the pasuk in Shmoneh Esrei. It says in the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. Al tzadikim v'al chasidim v'al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael. All these are talking about very spiritual people. Tzadikim, chasidim, zikenim, v'al geirei hatzadik and geirim. Now it's true that geirim could be very spiritual people, but not necessarily. A geir is a type of yid. He's Yisrael, Levi, Kayin. Ger, Nesin, there's all kinds of people. What is it? Tzadikim, Chasidim, Zekerim, those are all very spiritual people, and Geirim. What's Geirim doing in there? So the Maral says, because they're all Geirim. He says, because Seichel is a Ger in this world. Seichel, thought, Ruchnius, abstract understanding, is a Ger, is a stranger in this world. Because the truth is that this is a physical world. This is a physical world. The way to function in this world is with our five senses. Our seichel, our chachma, our understanding, that's not the way we function in this world. Why did Hashem take seichel, which doesn't really belong in a physical world, why did Hashem put it into a physical world? For one reason. And that's to allow us to connect Gashmias to Ruchnias. Through Limud HaTorah, and through understanding Hashem's Ratzon, we're able to take the physical world and connect it to Ruchnias. That's the only reason that there's Seichel in this world. Seichel doesn't belong in this world. This is not a Seichel-dick world. This world is about doing. This world, we deal with our five senses. Seichel, Chachma, thought, contemplation, his Hizbeininus, the Kayach of Seichel. The purpose of Seichel is that I shouldn't just be doing things thoughtless. Rather, I should be connecting them to the Ratzon Hashem. I should do a mitzvah with Kavana. I should daven. I should learn. I should connect the Gashmiistic world to the Ruchniistic world. That's why Hashem sent this Seichel into this strange world. Gero Noichi Ba'aretz. He says an amazing thing. As an Afkamina, he says La'alocha. Amazing thing. Everything that we have, our eyes, our ears, every kayak that we have, everything that exists in this world, we could use for many different things. I could eat because I want to eat because I'm hungry. I could eat because the thing I'm eating tastes good. Any chush that I have, I can look at things. I can look at beautiful things because they're beautiful. I could listen to music because it's very pleasant. A lot of things I could use for divrei rishus. I could also use it for mitzvahs. I could use my hands to for my own purposes to make money, or I could use my hands to do mitzvahs. Every sense, every one of our five senses that we have, we could use either for serving Hashem or for divrei rishus, for our own purposes. Because the seichel is not that way. There's a special chazal, special maimer chazal, on what we say in Kriya Shema, v'dibarta bam. The v'dibarta bam, that you should discuss the divrei Torah. V'shachvecha v'kumecha. It says v'dibarta bam, your words should be in divrei Torah. You should speak in divrei Torah. So chazal say, shalo yehei ikar diburcha el abam. Your main speaking, your main talking should be in divrei Torah. That's what Chazal say. Shlei hey ikar diburcha el abam. It doesn't say shlei hey ikar misha yodeichem ela for ruchnias. It doesn't say shlei hey ikar shmiyascha ela l'ruchnias. It doesn't say that. All of your senses you could use for ruchnias, you could use for gashmias. It's a special kiyam, it's a gevaldig gezach, we use it for ruchnias. But on involvement in Torah, dibur means seichel. On seichel, it says shelo yehei ikar dibur chalom, you should only use it for Torah.
Only or primarily?
Primarily for Torah. He says, this mamash, this nafkamina. All the other senses exist in this world because this is a physical world, so we have physical senses. But the seichel exists in this world for one purpose. It exists in this world in order to connect us to ruchnias. That's why we have seichel. That's why we have chachma, to connect us to spirituality, to connect us to ruchnias, to connect us to Hashem. That's why we have seichel. So he says, if you use your hands, or your ears, or your eyes, for your own purposes, okay, you're in Olam Hazeh, and you have physical senses, so you're using it for your own purposes. But if you use your seichel for your own purposes, it's mamash, the words that he says, mamash me'ila behekdish. You're using something that the whole purpose, the whole reason you have it is for ruchnias, and you're using it for gashmias, you're using it for your own purposes. And when he says, you asked about only or primarily, when he says, the way he says, shalo yehei ikar dibur chalom, he says is that everything that you're involved in, whether it's Torah or not, has to be for the purpose of leading towards Torah. The ikar has to be Torah, and everything else is built around it, like a side dish around the main dish. Doesn't mean mainly Torah and sometimes some other things. And he said, even those other things are all for the purpose of connecting myself to ruchnias. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world that's so distant, that's so empty from Ruchnias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this one nation, one out of 70 nations, in the world, and the job of that nation is to lift the world up to Ruchnias, to make it Ruchni. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside every person a shtick Ruchnias, a little Ruchnias called Seichel, Chachma. A Ruchnias is like a thing. The ability to think, the ability to be mizbainin, the ability to be Isaac Batira. And the whole purpose of that is to be mashpia on our gashmiyus tigalayas, to be able to lift it up to ruchnias. The ultimate goal being to fill the whole world with ruchnias. Umala ha'aretz deya, that's what it says, going to be la'asad lo'i. The world will be full of ruchnias. Another nafkamina, the difference between seichel and our physical side and our seichel dikas side. I have to check if everyone is maskim to this, but what he says is a davar pashit. He says, now when you take a child who's less than bar mitzvah, and you teach him to shake a lulav, so that's chinuch. You teach him to light a Hanukkah menorah, that's chinuch. You teach him to even loisus, you teach him to get rid of shatness. That's chinuch. He says, when you learn with a child that's under bar mitzvah, that's not chinuch, that's Talmud Torah. When you teach Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that's not chinuch in the midst of Tandar. The child is learning Torah. The child is not shaking a lulav. But when you do, it's in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam says even to teach a young child Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. I think they're medayik from that. It's not a mitzvah of chinuch, or else it wouldn't be in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Every mitzvah you're supposed to teach, even children, to do. When you teach children Torah, he says it as a davar pashut. I have to check to see if everyone's maskim to it. He says a davar pashut. When you teach children Torah, that's not chinuch. That's called Talmud Torah. That's teaching Torah and learning Torah. The child is learning Torah. Mashiach, when the child shakes a lulav, he's not doing the mitzvah of lulav. He's doing the mitzvah of being mischanech to do mitzvahs. He says, "What's the difference?" He says, "An amazing thing. What's chinuch?" The Beis HaMikdash says, "Machanech a keli." What's chinuch? Chinuch is taking out a keli. It's a physical keli. It's a silver bowl, and dedicating it to use for kedusha. That's chinuch. Taking a keli and dedicating it to use for kedusha. Same thing with a child. A child is born with a guf that could go either way. It could be used for Kedusha and it could be used for not for Kedusha. When we teach the child to do mitzvahs, we're taking this child and we're dedicating him for Kedusha. We're dedicating his hands for lulav shaking and menorah lighting. We're dedicating this klisharis called a young child for Kedusha. But when we teach him Torah, what's he using? He's not using his guf. He's using his seichel. You don't have to dedicate his seichel for Kedusha. He only has a seichel for Kedusha. It's already dedicated for Kedusha. The purpose of our seichel is to connect us to Kedusha. Our capacity to understand anything other than the physical. An animal doesn't have seichel. An animal has five senses and he doesn't have seichel. Because he has nothing, he does not have to connect to Kedusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him this Olam Habadika thing called seichel. But a human being is supposed to connect with Kedusha. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Seichel. Seichel is a klisharis of Kedusha. You don't have to be mecha. I'm now dedicating it to use for Torah. It's dedicated. It's already dedicated for Torah. So it's Talmud Torah. It's not chinuch. Okay, this is the Hakadama. Now let's get to Yavan. It's important to know certain basic yusaydis about how the history of Klal Yisrael works. There's four malchias, four kingdoms that exist in history that Klal Yisrael has to pass through each one of those kingdoms until finally, we're still in the middle of the fourth one, until finally we're going to be zeichet back to have back our own malchus, the malchus Yisrael, lasid lavei. The four malchus are, you know, the four malchus are.
Yavon.
That's a good guess. The four malchus are Bavel, is the first. Paras u'Madai is the second. Yavon is the third, and Edom is the fourth. Those are the four malchias. And they're merumas many times in the Torah, from the beginning of the Torah till from the first psukim in the Torah of the Briyas Ha'olam, they're already merumas that there's going to be these four malchias, that the world is going to have to pass through these four difficult kufas. The Ha'aretz Ha'isa Sayhu Vavayu V'chayshach Al Panei Sahayim. Sayhu Zu Malchus Bavel. Vavayu, Medrash says, Vavayu zumalchus paras umadai. Chayshech zumalchus yavan. Tehaim is malchus edain. Bris ben Absarim. Avraham Avinu was standing by the Bris ben Absarim and it says, suddenly vihine eima chashecha gedayla naifeles olof. A dark, tremendous fear fell upon him. Eima zumalchus bavel. Chashecha zumalchus paras umadai. Gedayla is Malchus Yavon. Naifeles is Malchus Edom. the four kings against the five kings by Avram Avinu. Check the Ramban. The Ramban says the four kings are a mashal to Edom, to Bavel, Yavan, Parsumadai, and Edom. And the Kohen, there's many other times that we come across Nevuas about the four Malchias the Klal Yisrael has to pass through. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream of a giant man. His head was made out of gold, and the lower part of him was made out of silver, and then the lower part of him was made out of copper, and then finally the bottom, his feet were made out of clay. The gold is Malchus Bavel. The silver is Parasamada. The copper is Malchus Yavan, and the clay is Malchus Edom. Daniel also had a nevuah. Daniel had a nevuah where he saw four animals, four chayas. And each one of the Malchias is nimshal to a different chaya. Again, Bavel, Parasumadai. Bavel is, I believe, a Nesher, I believe. Parasumadai is a beer. And Yavan is a Numer, is a leopard. And the Maral spends a lot of time going through these four Malchias and explaining what each one of these things has to do with that Malchus. And he says like this. I'm not going to go into Malchus Edom now. Let's just go through the first three. He says, each Malchus that Klal Yisrael has to go through, the purpose is to purify another part of themselves. Every time we're troubled by a certain kingdom that's aimed against us, that we're engulfed by them, we face a certain nisayan, depending on the mahus of that malchus. Depending on what that malchus represents, that's the nisayan that we face. And as we pass through that malchus, we gain having passed the nisayan of dealing with that malchus. And he says like this, we know, I'm saying it in my words, but this is what he means, we know that a person is divided up into three parts, Rosh HaTevis Melech. Melech stands for Moyach, brain, Lev, heart, Kaved, liver, Melech. Rosh HaTevis Moyach, Lev, Kaved. The Moyach is the Seichel of a person, the Lev is the heart of a person, the Kaved is the physical, is the guf of a person. And he says the first three gullies, I left Edom, because Edom, he says, is a combination of all three. But the first three malchias are, one after the next, the different chelkei ha'adam. And he says, Bavel has to do with the lev. Perhaps that's why they had an issue with being meshtachavet to etzelem, with avodah zara, because ezehu avodah shebalev. He says, parasumadai is in yonei haguf. They're nimshal to a beer. A beer is hungry, always just to fill his body. In Yani Haguf, and that we talk and know from the story of the Megillah, that the Nisayan of the Yidden by the times of the Megillah was Al-Shanen Umisudas Achashverish, too much Gashmias. That was the Nisayan of Parasumada, that represented the Guf. We had a Gemara in Kedushin, that the Parsiim, if you remember the Gemara in the end of Kedushin, the Parsiim, the noblemen of Paras, were huge fat people, Misurvale Basar Kedav, they were fat like beers. That's what the Gemara describes. The Gemara is just not out to write the derogatory things about Paras. The Gemara is teaching us that's the guf, Gashmias, just to swallow up everything, just to enjoy everything, all the physical in Olam Hazeh. That's Paras Umadai. So what's Yavan? Yavan is Keneged the Seichel. Yavan, the first philosophers were Yavan. Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Pythagoras, all these are Greek. At least Beshirish, they're Greek. The age of the philosophers, the Chachamim, the thoughtful, the Mevinim, Chachma Bagayim was Malchus Yavan. Yavan represented Chachma. So if when Klal Yisrael was engulfed by the Parsiim, their nisayon was not to fall prey to Taivas Haguf. So what was their nisayon when they were in the Malchus of Yavan? Not to fall prey to what? Klal Yisrael HaChachamim and the Yevanim HaChachamim. And that's why I gave this whole Hakadama about how important the Torah is. That the Seichel that we have, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Seichel, is that we can connect this Gashmiyus to the world to its Ruchniyus to Gesherish. That's why we have Seichel. The reason we have Chachma is to connect the Gashmiyistic world to the Ratzon of Hashem. Torah is the Ratzon of Hashem. Histakel b'raisu b'ra alma. Here's where we're different than the Yevanim. The Yevanim did not look at Seichel as a ger in this world. The Yevanim looked at Seichel as a Taishav in this world. It's one of the things that exist in the world. We have five senses and we have intellect. The Yevanim didn't look at Seichel as a way of being able to bring out the pnimius of the world, to bring the world to a certain tachlis, to be mala the world to ruchnius. The Yevanim were kaifer in that. The Yevanim said there is no such a thing as ruchnius. There is no such a thing as being mala the world to kedusha. There is no such a thing as kedusha. Chachma, this chachma, the sciences, the arts, there's a lot of amazing chachmas. There are teshavim in this world. I'll spend my life becoming a biologist, a geneticist. I'll be involved in the chachma of this world. Chachma has a place in this world. This was the nisayin of Klal Yisrael by Chachmas Yavam. This is what created Mis Yavnim. Yidden are supposed to realize that the reason that we have Chachma, the whole purpose of our Seichel, the reason that we have a Torah, the reason that we're Chachamim, is for a purpose, is to bring the world to a certain Tachlis. Is that the world shouldn't just be a physical, grubber world, but we should be Malit, we should connect it to its Shairish, to connect it to the Torah, to connect it to Ratzon Hashem. That's why we have Seichel. To take Seichel and to say, Seichel is one of the interesting things in the world. It's not the shirish of the world. It's not to bring the world to a tachlis. It's not to connect it to ruchnias. It's not to say umala ha'aretz deya, that one day, there's deya in the world. It's one of the things that exist. It's a taishav in the world. Chachma also lives in this world. That's what Yavon held. And this is why they wanted to translate the Torah into Yevanis. Of course, when the Torah is so powerful and so beautiful that it spills over and affects even the beauty of other languages, Yafteh lekim liyefes, v'yishkan li'olei shem. Yavan is a beautiful language, and let the Torah be expressed in Yevani also. But when the purpose of translating it into Greek is to say, I learn math in Greek, I learn biology in Greek, I learn Torah in Greek, it's also a chachma. I'll take biology, chemistry, and Bible. It's a chachma like all other chachmas. There's nothing special about the seichel. There's nothing ruchnius about it. There's no purpose of it. It's a seichel. That's the targum. That's why it was yarda chayshach la'olam. That's why chayshach descended on the world. Because they ripped the tachlis of the world away. The whole tachlis of the world is going for a tachlis of bringing the world towards kedusha. That's why there's chachma in the world. And when you take the chachma and you say, no, it's just one of the things that exist in the world. It's not the shayrish, it's not the purpose, it's not the tachlis, it's one of the things that exist. So then you're ripping the tachlis of the Bria away. And this was a campaign, I don't have time tonight to go through the barichos, but this was bechlal, a campaign that Yavan had. Chazal say, if you look in the Tanchuma in Parshas Vayera, in the Simen Hay, Ois Hay, he says that when they translated the Torah into Yevanis, it was because they wanted to say, because it's a kiyum of this that it was said that the Yigayim are going to say, Anu Yisrael, we're Yidden. What does it mean the Yigayim say, we're Yidden? What does that mean? That means like this. Yavan, just as much as they held that the world doesn't have a tachlis, the world, there's no reason to bring up the world to Ruchnias. What they're also saying is that Yidden don't have a tachlis. There's nothing special about Klal Yisrael. What's special about Klal Yisrael? That we're supposed to bring the world to its completion. We're supposed to bring the world to its ultimate tachlis. That's why there's a Klal Yisrael. But if the world is not supposed to reach a certain tachlis, then Klal Yisrael is one of the nations, just like Torah is one of the chachmas. Torah is a chachma that exists in the world. It's the chachma of the Jews. And Klal Yisrael is one of the nations that exists in the world. My wife works in a public school. This time of year, they teach all the different religions. They teach the Christian religions. They teach the all kinds of other made-up religions of other religions that felt bad they didn't have holidays this time of year. And so they told her as a she's a speech therapist. They told her, why doesn't she do a lesson? Let her do a whatever it's called. Not a lesson. They do like a unit, right? They do in school. They do a unit. Why don't you do a unit on Hanukkah? So she told me she felt nimas from it. I don't want to be like, oh, one of the religions is also Judaism. With Christianity, we have whatever it is that the Shvaritzes have, and also one of the religions is also Judaism. It's not one of the religions. That's Anu Yisrael. Oh, we're very respectful to Yiddishkeit. We're very respectful of Judaism. They also have their place amongst the religions of the world. That's a bizayin. We're the tachlis of the Bria. We're bringing the world to its tachlis. To give us the time of day on the list of all the other nations, that's Yavan. That's Yavan. I don't want to be on a list of other nations or other religions, the winter holidays. I'd rather not take part in that. That's Anu Yisrael. You have your holiday, we have our holiday. Punkt, every Geish holiday. It also has something to do with lights, by coincidence. Huh? She didn't do it. One of the gzeiros of Yavan, it says, the chayshach zu Yavan shechshichu einem shel Yisrael. The Medrash says, an example of hechshichu einem shel Yisrael is that they were geyser, the klash, will kisvu lechem al keren asher. You should write for yourself on the horn of Asher, the Yavanim with geyser, that when the Yidden are plowing in the fields, they should plow, they should see on the horn of Asher in front of them, ein lechem chelek velekei Yisrael. You have no chelek in Hashem. Funny words. What's ein lechem chelek velekei? You have no chelek in Hashem. What does it mean you have no chelek in Hashem? So I once heard that it's a direct, coming straight off a pasuk that says, ki chelek Hashem amoy. The chelek of Hashem is his nation. And what that pasuk means is that even though there's 70 nations in the world, but Hashem's special nation, the chelek of Hashem, ki chelek Hashem amoy, that's Klal Yisrael. Yevonim don't like that. You want to be one of the nations of the world? Kol HaKavod. But don't be any kichelek Hashem Ami, that you are the special nation. That's indicating that there's a ruchnius to the world, that there's a purpose to the world, that the world is not just a physical world, but that it's supposed to be connected to a ruchnius, to a kedusha, that there's a kedusha to the world. That's indicating that your chachma might have something to do with kedusha. Might have something to do with not just that you're learning what to do if two people are holding on to a talus, but that's being magbiya of the world to Kedusha. That's really that Yavanim don't want. You could be, we don't mind, it could be a Jewish nation among all the other nations. Not ki chelek Hashem amoy.
What was
your
number?
Ein lechem chelek velekei Yisrael. An incredible thing, when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, in Galus and Mitzrayim, they knew that after 400 years they come out. There was a Nevuah before Arba Meis Shana. When Klal Yisrael was in Galus Bavel, they knew after 70 years they come out. When Klal Yisrael was under Galus Yavan, they didn't know when they were going to come out. It was Leinis Gala Kitza, they didn't know when they were going to come out. Similar to our Galus today. What changed? Why is it that when they were in Mitzrayim, they knew when they were going to come out? And when they were by Bavel, which included Paras and Mordai also, they knew when they knew 70 years. Okay, it was a Shaila, I had to count the 70 years, but they knew 70 years. But when they were Yavan, they didn't know what the Kates was. The answer was because the Golos of Yavan took away the Kates. The Golos of Yavan was, there is no Tachlis of the Bria. There is no Malah Ha'aretz there. The world's not going anywhere. So all the other Galias, they made it difficult. They hampered. It's hard for us to do our job in Galus. You're being Maineh. You're holding me back from doing my job. But the gullus of the tzara of Yavan was that they said, you have no job. Torah is a regular chachma. Klal Yisrael is not special. You have no job. So then they couldn't know the kates, because kol zman they were under the gullus, there was no kates. The whole tzara of the gullus was that there was no kates. There was no tachlis. What? Because that's saying that there's going to be an end. If you know how long you're going to be, that means that there is a tachlis. But the whole goal is that there is no tachlis. Very, very, very well known, and everyone says it over Hanukkah time. With this, what we're saying tonight, at least it gives a little bit more maturity to it. People throw around numbers a lot. It gives a little more maturity to it. It's well known that the number 8 has to do with Lamaila Menateva. The number Shemaina has to do with Lamaila Menateva. Seven is an Olam Hazeh number, because the world was created in 7 days. Cycle of Shemitah is 7 years. A cycle of a week is 7 days. A cycle of Yovel is 7 Shemitahs. The Olam Hazeh works in cycles of 7. 8 is higher than Olam Hazeh. But in the words that we explain tonight, 8 is when we connect Olam Hazeh to Kedusha. 7 is Olam Hazeh. And 8 is when we're Mechaber to Kedusha, when we're Ma'ala to Kedusha. 8 is, now I want to say it again in different words, also the way we said tonight, 8 is when you're able to see in the Alma the Histakel Doiraisa. 8 is when you're able to see in the world the Ratzon Hashem, that for one HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. That's 8. Count 7 weeks, it says after Pesach. Count 7 weeks. When you finish the 7th week, then you have Shavuos, that's Matan Torah. Histakel Doiraisa. There's a kapitel in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, is all about Torah. Ashrei Tmimei Derech, Ohelcha Mederech Hashem. The whole kapitel is about Tehillim, is about Torah. That's the kapitel where every letter is repeated 8 times. There's a kapitel in Tehillim, I think that Siddur has in the back. Check if it has in the back. What? No, check if it's in the back. No? Okay, so give me the... Okay, I got it. Kapitel Yotes. Lamatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Hashemayim Misafrim Kavod Kei L'Maisa Yodav Magid Orakia Yom 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 Yomer. Pasuk Ches. Teiras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh. The Maral points out this. It's talking about the world. This kapitel is about the world. This 8th pasuk. Teiras Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh. When we connect the Olam HaTeva to Ruchnias, when we inject Ruchnias into the Olam HaTeva, when we show that it's not just the world of Teva, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, that's when you have the number 8. Now, there's something that exists in the physical world. There's an object that exists in the physical world that also represents this concept. And that's called Shemen, also the word Shemaina. Shemen and Shemaina are the same word. The teva of shemen, if you mix it with water, what's the teva of shemen? It always rises to the top. And that's a megala, the teva of shemen, that it has this teva, it represents this idea of being able to be ma'ale something, to be able to lift something up to ruchnis. And that's why we find that there's something called shemen, that every shem, every keli in the Beis HaMikdash, in order to become used to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to put the shemen on it. A melech became a king of Klal Yisrael by putting shemen on his head. A kohen gadol became a kohen gadol by putting the shemen amishka on his head. Oil is mekadesh gashmiistika things to give them a ruchniistika purpose. It's lamayla min hateva. It's not just part of the mundane world now. Now it's miyuchet for kedusha. That's what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why shemen all over represents chachma. Because chachma is that thing that takes the physical world and it's, like we explained before, and it's ma'aleh to its shayrish. It says that the shemen HaMishcha never became less. The amount, the shemen that they made B'nei Moshe, no matter how much they used, it never became less. What's the pshat? Why didn't it become less? So the Maharal says because it was used to be Mekadosh other Kalim. That's why it never became less. What kind of an answer is that? So it was used to be Mekadosh other Kalim. Why didn't it become less? The answer is because of what we said. It was used to be Mekadosh other Kalim means it was used to take things in this world and to connect it to their Shoresh and Ruchnias. And there's a klal that whenever something's by the Shoresh, it never runs out. It's by the Shoresh. It's by the faucet. It never runs out. Only things in this world run out. But things that are by the Shoresh never run out. So the Shemen HaMishcha's job was to connect things in this world through its Shoresh. So it never... To connect it to their Ruchnias to Kesherish, so it never ran out. And that was the Nes of Chanukah. The oil in the menorah acted like the Shemen HaMishcha. It never ran out. That was the Nes of the 8 days of Chanukah. What's the Pshat in that Nes? The Pshat was that the oil of the menorah was showing that Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to be Menatzeach over Yavan and to reaffirm and to re-be Mechazik their understanding that their Torah and their Avodah is the Shoresh of the Bria. It's not just one of the things in the Bria. It's not one of the holidays of the winter season. It's the Shoresh of the Bria. When they lit the Neiris with the understanding that their Aveda is the Shoresh of the Bria, it acted like the Shemen HaMishcha, that the whole job of the Shemen HaMishcha is to be Makariv Gashmias to its Shoresh and Ruchnias, and it never ran out.
Why don't run out?
Whenever something's connected to its shayrish, so it's not shayach, but it should become less. When it's something separated from its shayrish, it's like a be'er mayim chayim, never runs out of water. It's only if you take water away from the be'er, so then it can become less and less and less. But when you buy the source of the water, it never runs out. The purpose of the shemen is to take all these mundane things and to connect it to their source in shamayim, their source in ruchnias. So the connector to the shayrish itself will never run out. It's like a shtick shayrish. So when Klal Yisrael was menatzeach over Yavan, what was the nitzach? And Yavan was saying, you're not the shayrish of the Bria. Your job is not to bring the world to Ruchnias. You're not connecting it to Ruchnias. It's not what your job is. You're one of the nations of the world. Anu Yisrael, we're also Yidden. You have your religion, I have my religion. We respect all religions. So when Klal Yisrael was menatzeach over that, and they reaffirmed through the Nitzachon and through the Nisim, they reaffirmed that they are the Shoresh of the Bria, that the Torah is the Shoresh of the Bria. So then the Shemen that existed acted mamish like the Shemen HaMishcha, like it's by this Be'er Mayim Chayim, and it never ran out. This is a concept that it became almost embarrassing to say in today's day and age. We live in a country that we're supposed to say that we respect all religions and we respect all kinds of service of any kind of godly being, and we even respect people that don't recognize it, etc., etc. It's almost uncomfortable for us to say, but this is what Hanukkah is all about. Hanukkah is all about realizing that we're not one of the nations in the world. We're not one of the religions in the world. We're not respectful of all religions. It's not true. Klal Yisrael is in the center of the world. Klal Yisrael is the shirish of the world. Klal Yisrael is the tachlis of the world. Klal Yisrael is the nation that's bringing the world towards its tachlis, that's connecting it to its shirish. When we listen to Goyim talk, or we read articles, or we hear speeches, and we hear that Yidden are mamash given respect, we have to realize that that's not called respect. That's a Yevanish respect. We're being given respect among the nations. We're still very much in that Golas, where we said before that Edom is Kail, all the Golias. We're very much in Golas Yavan. Any respect that Judaism gets in this world, in this society, is the respect of also a valid religion. That's not called respect. That's Yavan. The respect that Klal Yisrael deserves, and the respect that's ultimately going to be by Amala Aretzdeya, is that we are the religion. We are the connection between Gashmias and Ruchnias. We're the conduit through which the world is going to reach the Rabbeinu Shalal. It's going to become close to Hashem, that we're going to be Magaviyat, that we're going to be Memali the world with Ruchnias. It's us. It's Klal Yisrael. And it has to stay very clear. That's Aleph. And the second thing is this clarity that Rav Huttner explains, that the reason that we have a seichel and the reason that we have chachma is for one purpose. The reason we have chachma and the reason we have seichel is to connect this world to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's why we have seichel. And to stay very, very clear in our minds the difference between chachma satayra and other chachmas. It's not true. We get used to it because we have to explain to the people coming to accredit the yeshiva, and we have, and et cetera, et cetera. We have to give all kinds of explanations that we're a college and we're studying this. Whatever we tell them is a different story. But between ourselves, we have to realize we have nothing to do, no similarity, no dimyan at all to any chachma that exists in the world at all. This is the chachma for which seichel was created. Our seichel was created for this chachma. The reason we have the capacity to understand chachma is so that we could learn Shnayim Arkas and Betalas, and that we could therefore connect this world to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that we could know how to light a menorah and connect the piece of metal that turns into a menorah and make that a chefetz shel mitzvah. So we could take the olive oil, which was squeezed out of fruits that grew on a tree, and we could make it suddenly a glow with a mitzvah. That's why we have seichel. When we use our seichel for other things, so sometimes, unfortunately, we have to use our seichel for other things. But we should never lose sight of the fact that our mind is a klisharis to be used for the purpose of containing Torah and applying Torah to our lives. That's why we have a seichel. So much, that's the whole reason that the seichel exists in this world. The seichel is a ger in this world. Chachma is a ger in the world. It doesn't belong in a physical world. It exists to connect the physical world to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why we have seichel. And that's exactly what Yovan wanted to tell us. That no, you do yeshiva in the morning and you do school in the afternoon. It's all your religious studies and your secular studies. It's not that way. One is the whole tachlis of the reason I have seichel, and the other is, you know, sometimes I have to do other things. It's tremendous. That's the ikar and the tafel. Sometimes for the tzairich of my being able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, I have to do other things. But the ikar reason I have a seichel is to learn. Someone who gets involved in other things and stops learning, l'mashal, so then it's mamash me'ila. He's taking some keli in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's using it to eat spaghetti. It's mamash what it is. He's taking a keli that was given to him for the purpose of ruchnias, for the purpose of chachma, and he's using it for other things. It's a gewaldig chizuk for us. It's a charge that with a weight of responsibility, but at the same time it's a gevaldige chizuk that we're carrying a kli sharis inside of us. We have our guf, and we have the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the capacity to connect ruchnias to gashmias. So this is something that these two lessons, I think, are something that are very, very important to go into Chanukah with. We have to goyim call it in the goyish world, it's called ethnocentrism. When a certain ethnicity feels like they're the most special race in the world. Ethnocentric, it has a name. And we are ethnocentric. We believe that we're the center of the world, that we're the purpose of existence, that we're the tachlis of the Bria, that we're going to be moivel, that we're going to carry the world with us through its tachlis. It's a yediyah brura by us. And we have to be very careful when we listen to politicians, and we listen to professors, and we read articles, and how giving us all kinds of respect, that's not called respect. We don't need that kind of respect. The ultimate respect that we need is the kavod gadol yeh kavod habayis ha'achron, the ultimate kavod that's going to be when we reach a malah haaretz day, and it's going to be Klal Yisrael only, and the Chachmas HaTorah only that brought Klal Yisrael to that place.